This is a Sports Radio 740 podcast on SportsRadio740.com.
To that pool. But I really love being a head coach, you know. When these guys came to me, you know, and with a proposal, you know, just something that from a standpoint of wanting the best for the guys and wanting the best organization, you know, it was kind of hard to say no to, you know. So yeah. I came out of the owner realm and stepped back into the coaching realm and in Prattville, where I started off a couple years before, but right. left to go and do my own thing. You know, but at the end of the day, it was about the players and putting them in the best situation to succeed. You know, Prattville has a great fan base. It's more difficult in Montgomery than it is in Prattville because there's so much going on here. Mm-hmm. But that's a loyal city. You know, they really get behind the team. And a lot of people still don't know about it, but when I tell you, when I look in the stands, I see more fans in the stands than I've seen 10-plus years of playing and coaching. So it's really remarkable to see, you know, when you look up there and you got that kind of support. But I've been a head coach with the Montgomery Seminoles, mm-hmm. as well as my own team, like I said, with the Tri-City Generals. And I was assistant to Nick last year with Prattville. Mm-hmm. Before that, when I was there the first time, I was the offensive coordinator with Prattville. So, you know, I've been around. I know a lot of these guys by name. Some of them are like family, you know. Yeah. They follow me everywhere I've went, yeah. for the most part, you know. Players going to do that when they get behind a good coach, you know, that they can trust, you know, that the loyalty factor is there. So, you know, I really have a great time with it. This year is going to be our most challenging because we have so much talent. It's going to be very important for a lot of guys to put egos to the side in order to make this thing work. But if we can do that and stay humble, the sky's the limit.
So, Coach, what do you like best about the APDFL? I mean, you know, as far as you got all these guys, they're doing it obviously for the love of the game. What is it that attracts you to this level of football?
I'm a competitor. At the end of the day, I'm a competitor, and I love to compete. So to be able to do it on the highest level, which I consider APDFL to be, you know, it's not really a league out there that can put together this type of talent pool when it comes to team, the organization. Every week when you step on the field, you got to bring your A game. If you go out there and you're slacking, you can find yourself with a loss real quick. You know, even though we have this talent put together, those teams out there are just as talented as we are. So we have to really come out there and apply ourselves to compete at the highest level. And if we don't, like I said, we can find ourselves on the losing end.
Well, in before we talk about the game last week and what happened with that, I mean, again, we've talked about it, Nick and I have, and, you know, you even kind of mentioned about how many quote-unquote all-stars this team has. You know, mm-hmm. you have guys that have come over from Opelika with them not having a team. Do you like the label that this could be an all-star team, or how do you handle that in a locker room because they hear, oh, you're supposed to be an all-star team this year?
Right. I really don't like that label.
Yeah.
Because I understand how much it takes to put a team together like this. Yeah, we do have a lot of all-stars. Yeah, we do have a lot of guys that have been on different type of levels of football. But at the end of the day, you make a team by creating chemistry.
Right.
And if you don't have that, then you just got a bunch of guys playing football. That's not going to get you a win. So I really don't like that title, but I accept the challenge because it is a challenge to put those guys together and get them to buy into what you're doing.
Right.
Well, and so you've got these all-stars. You've got all these great players. You got to get them to meld together. Who are a couple of guys that stand out that we can look forward to seeing on Saturday compete, you know, and really go after it?
Well, when you step out there, all of them are going to stand out to you. You know, a lot of them are gigantic. They're big, they're huge, they're fast. And a lot of them, every one of the guys on our roster brings something different to the table. But if you just want to see somebody, you know, show enough, dominate a game, Justin Robinson is a guy that Absolutely. Stands out. He's going to dominate. It's kind of hard to block him. Yancey Powell, we have a guy that came over from the Chiefs, Demetrius Adams. He's a big guy. And Vincent Tyus, the running back, Adonis McCaskey. I can go on and on, man, about these guys. But at the end of the day, we're only as good as our quarterback is going to lead us. And we have a guy, a young guy, that's in Tristan Short, man, that I just think he has that it factor. as long as we continue to groom him and bring him along slowly, by the time we get ready for the playoffs, we're going to need him to win some games. So it's going to be very, very critical that we continue to develop him.
You know what I love is the fact that everybody you name, I can remember last year saying those names multiple times just because of how they showed out. And I mean, you named guys early just a second ago that, again, I love Yancey. I love Yancey mainly because I know his name now without even though the guy had to change his number. Everybody over there wanted to change his number. I mean, that's how you got used to saying Yancey Powell with an interception. It was just every single game. It felt like that with him. Now, with that being said, now we do need to look at last week's game. Mm-hmm. And it was the first game of the season. You guys went to Augusta. You lost 12-8. I mean, simply, you know, the simple question is, looking back at that game, what do you think happened in that game, the reason why you guys lost?
I think we lost because we really didn't humble ourselves from the beginning.
Yeah.
The talking that we do, I really don't like. Just to be honest,
yeah.
From a head coach standpoint, I'm a show me type of guy.
Right.
You know, we can talk about the game all we want. We can say this and we're going to do that. But when you have a target on your back and you continue to talk, you put an extra target on your back.
Right.
And guys want to really come out and they want to dominate you to show you that you're really not what you think that you are. It was a nice piece of humble pie that we got on Saturday. And I'm not a big fan of losing because I hate it.
Yeah.
But that was a great loss for us, and I really do think that we're going to be better because of it. We played a really great team in Augusta. They're ranked number five coming in, and they took a loss. But at the same time, when you look at that team, that's a great team over there. Do I think they're better than us? No, I don't think they're better than us. But at the end of the day, they got the victory. So you have to give credit where credit is due, and I'm gladly going to do that. But we will definitely see them again.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so, you know, you had the game. You put that behind you. Mm-hmm. You learn from it. You know, you watch film, figure out what you did right, what you did wrong, what you can improve on. You got the Airmen this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
What do you look for out of them? What kind of team are they? What do they do? What are some things that that concern you? What are some things that you think that you can exploit?
Tuskegee has a great team. They've been a part of the XFL for a couple years now. They've won a couple championships in that league. The biggest thing that Tuskegee brings to the table is toughness. This is going to be sort of a rivalry game for the guys, even though, you know, this is their first year in our league. These guys know each other, all of them. All of them know each other. You know, they played together at some point. Some guys were in Prattville last year. So they're going to bring that physical toughness. They're going to bring that attitude, that swagger to the field, and they're going to be expecting to win. Now, are they going to do that? That just depends on how we're able to put our best foot forward and get it done. At the end of the day, I really don't think anyone is better than us, but any given Saturday, you can go down in defeat if you don't bring your A game. And that's what I love about this league.
You know, this is what I love is the fact that he knows that they're in the listening area. And I don't know if you found it out last year or not, but and he knows what I'm talking about. There are so many guys that will listen to this segment with you guys after. There's message boards, there's all this stuff, and sometimes like we're talking about with Opelika is in the listening area. So last time when that game happened, everybody that was on that team and this team, they go and they listen to the podcast because they want to see if something gets said. You know, Tuskegee's listening, and you know they're listening.
Right.
And Alex knows, and Nick knows, and the entire team knows that they're listening. And I think, is that why you're saying that this is a rivalry game? Because they're not having to go and get on a bus ride for 3 hours. They're literally hopping in their cars and driving over, and it's an hour drive at the most.
Yeah, I'm not saying that this is a rivalry game just to be saying it. I'm saying that it's going to be a rivalry game because I know these guys.
Yeah.
I played against a lot of them. John Black, the head coach over there, the owner over there. We won a championship together in 2007 playing the Montgomery Buffalo.
Nice.
I know his mind. I know what he's thinking. I know he's coming in expecting to win. Like I said, at the end of the day, we got to just do what we do best.
Yeah.
And if we do that, we're going to be fine, you know. Do I expect to go out and dominate every week? I really do expect these guys to go out and dominate. But as long as I keep pushing those guys to be great and expecting them to dominate, I can expect for them to do great things.
Have you seen a change in the team since the loss? You talked about how good the loss was.
I have seen a change in the team since the loss.
Yeah.
I haven't had one player talking about what we're going to do.
Yeah.
How we're going to be. You know, I haven't seen any guy trash talking on the page. Now, I do give them freedom to, you know, have fun. You know, that's what the page is for. You go out and you have fun. But as far as trash talking, I haven't seen that this week. I haven't had to go to one player and say, I don't want you saying this and I don't want you saying that. Because they understand.
Yeah.
Now that doesn't win football game. And sometimes when you're dealing with grown men, the best thing to do is to be quiet.
Yeah.
And they'll understand for themselves.
What was better for you, losing that game on Saturday or getting this game as your rebound game because you know that they need to focus?
Well, this game can't come quick enough.
Yeah.
Let me say that. I think all of my coaches were ready to play immediately after that. And
yeah.
I think for the players, they wish they could have had a do-over.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, it doesn't work that way. You know, that team is a distant memory now. And we move on to Tuskegee. We really – I'm not going to say we can't afford a loss, but at the end of the day,
yeah.
we can't afford a loss.
Well, I was about to say, you guys – I mean, you guys lost the first game of the season last year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, again, and then it was –
And the year before.
And the year before, like, mm-hmm. like what was it?
We've ever won a first-year game. it's a tradition.
What was the win? I mean, seriously, I'm not again not trying to hype up this team, but last year you lost the first game, and then how long was it? I mean, you guys went on a winning streak after that, right?
We went on 10-game winning streak.
Yeah,
actually.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
We had to wait 2 weeks to get that next game, so mm-hmm. we were just like souring at the mouth.
Yeah.
Well, this year, you know, the difference is like Nick just said, we had 2 weeks last year. This week we're right back at it.
Yeah.
So you're gonna see a different team out there on the field this week. We don't have to sit back and think about what happened last week. We get a chance to get that sour taste out of our mouth right off the bat. So, for these guys, you know, I've had guys saying we need to be at the field early on Saturday. And that's what you want to see as a head coach. You want to see, did they really learn a lesson?
Right. Yeah.
Do they really understand what happened the week before? And I really do think these guys get it. I really think these guys understand what happened. And I think they've really, really bought into what I've been relaying to them the whole offseason, which is just be quiet and just play football.
All right, now when we come back, I always say this is the most important part of this segment.
I'm here today.
Alex is here. Alex is here.
Reinforcement.
Because he didn't trust Nick with the sponsors. All right.
I thought Nick did a very good job with the sponsors.
He did do week. He did do a good job after the link got sent to him. He did a great job.
I had his back, though. Even if he had not, I could have helped him out there.
Oh, when we come back, we're going to talk Alex Potwell. We're going to have Nick Fletcher, Billy Davis, the I say brand-new head coach. You're new to us. That's the reason why I say brand-new head coach of the Patriots. And we're going to continue.
That brand-new head coach smell.
Okay. Good. See, so it just gives you a few games, and you'll get the head coach smell out of the way. We'll be right back as we're hanging out at the Mellow Mushroom inside of Festival Plaza, and you can come down and join us. We're going to be giving you a pair of Auburn baseball tickets. I should be saying is what we're going to be giving away. There's going to be a point in time during this where yes, the Alabama Auburn game is going to come up, and we're going to have tickets for that as well. We'll be right back on Sports Radio 740 in the Fallout.
230-9232, 1-800-239-9544. This is The Fallout on Sports Radio 740 and SportsRadio740.com. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic with Sports Radio 740.
Good afternoon, Montgomery. Right now, we're looking pretty good. Earlier accident on 85 southbound has traffic running slow still. It's been cleared, but traffic's still slowing down around Ann Street, so please use caution there. Outside of that, nothing's been reported that would send you on an alternate route. Keep listening. We'll keep you posted with the latest and the most accurate traffic conditions on the radio. There is an accident, though, a minor one here now, North Boulevard at Jackson Ferry. So watch for that one, North Boulevard at Jackson Ferry. Reinhardt Toyota has to sell 30 Toyota Camrys by Sunday night. Payments start as low as $345 per month. No money down. Sign and drive at Reinhardt Toyota. Buckle up. It's the law. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, this is Major Delay.
No matter your circumstance, you should call Stuart Vance at 333-333-333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Just in case you happen to miss Saturday's edition of Cast and Blast, here's what you missed.
You know, my next question was going to be, so you are in opposition to me starting turkey hunting?
No, no, because if you'll get some land, like I'll be glad to take you, and I know you'll take me. I know you'll share the hunt.
It sounds like you are saying that, Steve.
Well, I'm not.
Cast and Blast, Saturday mornings beginning at 7 on Sports Radio 740 and SportsRadio740.com.
Get the best that Prattville has to offer by becoming a member of the Prattville Country Club. Enjoy the immaculately manicured 18-hole golf course, offering a fun and challenging experience with an average pace of play of just around 3 hours and no tee times required. Plus, one of the coolest pools in the area, including a double-loop water slide and poolside food and drink services available. Prattville Country Club also offers a golf shop, state-of-the-art fitness center, and a full-service restaurant. Enjoy the Thursday night family buffet, Friday night steaks, and Sunday brunch every single week. Super Spring memberships are available now. To become a member of the Prattville Country Club, visit theprattvillecountryclub.com or you can call General Manager Tony Del Mastro at 365-4497. That's 365-4497 to join the Prattville Country Club today. This message paid for by Badcock Home Furniture and More of Prattville and Wetumpka.
This is a Budweiser beer. Smooth, crisp, beechwood-aged beer. Brewed the hard way. So when we wake up itching to prove the world wrong, this is the beer we'll drink. When we win championships we're not supposed to win. When we stop calling our startup a startup because it's not a startup anymore. When we say we're going to change the world and we actually change the world, this is the beer we'll drink. Budweiser. This Bud's for you. Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Mornings on Sports Radio 740, belong to Sports Line with John and Barry.
Boy, great commentary.
LA. Yeah. Uh-huh. In the early 70s, and no doubt he knows a lot of history about the Pac-12, the Conference of Champions. But but the one thing I do know is that the Pac-12 is going to be lucky to get three or four teams in.
I struck.
And he's saying that there should be eight teams in the Pac-12.
Wait for this one.
Yeah, he doesn't watch hardly anything east of the Mississippi River. Or east of the Rockies, I should say.
Do you follow the NBA?
Huh?
Thanks, Robbie. We'll
appreciate
talk to you tomorrow.
Being with us on the program. Hey,
the Budweiser Sports Line with John and Barry. Weekday mornings at 7 a.m. Only on Montgomery's Sports Leader. Sports Radio 740 and SportsRadio740.com.
Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, and of course, companionship. Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
Fantastic cat. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Cast and Blast with longtime hunting guide Steve Long. Saturday morning starting at 7 a.m. on Sports Radio 740.
And not be your memory.
I have to throw up the hands like everybody quiet on the set. We are going back.
We're live.
We are live as we are out at the Mellow Mushroom. Matter of fact, right now going on, you have the second half of the Missouri-Georgia game just tipped off a little while ago. Georgia's up 37-31. Michael Porter Jr. is once again, he came off the bench. Again, in fact, I think he just made a block in the basketball game, if I'm not correct. Oh, okay, no, alley-oop shot is what he actually made. So we're going to be paying attention to this basketball game as it continues because Michael Porter Jr. right now has 7 points. He has 4 rebounds, but we're paying attention to it because this could change Missouri's seeding. I mean, this is going to change it every single time a play happens. I want to ask Billy a question one more time as Billy Davis is joining us, the brand new head coach of the Prattville Patriots. I still say brand new, but it's new. Well, next week it'll be different, or whenever you come back on, it'll be different. Nick Fletcher's here, Alex Popwell. What has changed since he has, I sat pointing at Nick over here, since it's changed from him being the head coach to you being the head coach? Is anything changed as far as practices are concerned and things like that?
I think what has changed more than anything is respect.
Yeah.
Nothing against Nick.
They just didn't respect the man. Nobody respects him.
Nothing against Nick.
No respect. No respect at all. Earmuffs, Nick. Earmuffs.
The thing that I will say about Nick, and I expressed this to him when he took over last year, was these are grown men.
Yeah.
And you got to have a grown man attitude when it comes to them. You can't – if they sense any type of weakness from you, they're going to take it and run with it.
Like sharks in the water, man.
You know, yeah, absolutely. You know, with these guys, you got to say what you mean and mean what you say.
Yeah.
I do think that if he wants to take over, you know, going for it a little bit down the road, he'll be better because he's seeing now how I handle it.
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot different when you're stepping into that spotlight for the first time and you got all of this pressure on you.
Yeah.
And you want to make everybody happy. The thing about it is you can't.
No.
You can't make everybody happy. I understand that from the beginning. I don't care about making them happy. I don't care if they don't like me. It's a respect thing. As long as you can gain the respect of your players and they know that good or bad, I'm going to have your back, but behind closed doors, I'm gonna get you for it.
Right.
They will walk with you to the end. But if they see any type of favoritism going on, they don't like that. So you got to just stand firm in what you believe in. You just got to entrust that you're doing the right thing.
Well, yeah, and you're exactly right. It's all about the best interest of the team, but it's got to be a team situation. There's no individuals here.
Right.
It's all pulling for the Patriots in one direction, and if not, you can't succeed.
Mm-hmm. You know, like I said, Nick was thrust into it last year. You know, we had a head coach, and then he had to resign. So me and Nick talked about it before he took on it. You know, at the end of the day, I wasn't happy about it.
Yeah.
You know, but I expressed to Nick that whatever you needed me to do to have your back, I would do it. And that's what I did. And I think that's why I'm sitting here today, because I showed him that I had the ability to take this team where it needed to be.
Now, let's this is where I'm going to come with it at is, now let's go to rebuttal and coach speak with Nick.
Well, to me, you know, last year, I was, like he said, I was thrust into the situation.
Yeah.
I was stuck between, you know, finding another head coach.
Right.
The first 3 years, it's always been a different head coach. And I knew that I wasn't going to leave.
Yeah.
And I knew I could trust me. But, I mean, obviously I didn't bring in the experience that Billy does. Billy was with us not last year, but the 2 years ago. He was the offense coordinator for us. And then he had to go on and do his own thing, which I respected that. You know, we still stayed close throughout the process. But when he came back, you know, I automatically made him my assistant head coach because I knew he could guide me.
Well, and there's a trust factor.
Right.
I mean, there's a big trust factor between you two.
And, you know, I took on a little bit more than I could chew, you know, last year.
Yeah.
But we had a successful season due to the coaching staff that I had. I mean, I barely had to lift a finger. They pretty much already had it done, which made my job really easy. You know, this year I had all the faith in the world in Billy, and I still do. I mean, I know these guys look at him and they respect him because he's put in multiple years at this level of football. So I had no problem stepping up to my position I am at right now, which is more of the business side of things to help Alex out, because Lord knows he's got too much pressure on him as it is. So I needed to step back and help Alex. So
speaking of that,
go ahead.
It's time, Alex. It's time. It's your part.
It's been a while.
It has been a while. This is your opportunity,
man.
This is the opportunity. We do this every week. And let's see, there's no Travis here to not have it right. Nick has, as you know, he did great last week.
You nail it.
So that's what I'm saying is we had to bring – you're in here now. So, Alex, I know that you could not be doing all of this. You couldn't have Billy here. You couldn't have Nick here without the help of some of the great sponsors.
Like Joe Hunt. Oh, wait. Are you messed up?
No, see, it's first one. There you go. Oh, season.
Should have had a preseason interview. No. The situation we have, this organization we have, it's only as successful as everybody makes it. It's a community or a program for the community, built by the community. And there's so many people that has their hands in it and their heart in it and just to make it what it is. Shout out to all our fans, our players, coaches, their families, everybody that that sacrifices to make this organization great. But our sponsors, I mean, without them, we have no game day. We have nothing that we can give to the community. And they know how important they are. We tell them that all the time. But people like Cumulus Radio.
Absolutely.
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 Off the rip.
Yes.
Realty Connection, Sterling Bank, the official bank of the Prattville Patriots.
The official.
I'm under contract, I have to say.
Yeah. Synovus.
We're changing to Synovus. Strength Electric, Blue Iguana, Michael Gay State Farm, Power Sounds USA, Imperial Mailbox, Family Sports Center, Precision Air Conditioning and Heating, Let's Cut Up, Bubba's Material, Copeland, all the great stations, and Cumulus.
You can mention them again. It's okay. It's all right.
95.1, 102, Mix 103, you know, the good ones.
Nick is trying to sabotage you.
Joseph Hunkapiller.
Sports Radio 740.
Don't forget,
yes.
Russell Terry.
Russell Terry,
things are not possible.
100% accurate on that. All right. So look at you. First one, nailed it. I mean,
Absolutely.
Just nailed it.
We appreciate you guys always having us out here, be supportive of our organization. We're looking forward to this Saturday. We hope to see everybody out at the game. Stanley Jensen, 6 o'clock this Saturday, playing against Tuskegee Airmen. As Coach Davis already said, this is going to be the start of what we see as a long-lasting rivalry game. It's going to be fun to watch. I know they're going to be traveling ready to play. So come out, have some family fun with us, and we'll see you Saturday.
That's right. And matter of fact, here's what we're going to do right now. We have got a 4-pack of tickets that we are giving away right here on Sports Radio 740. So as we go to break, 240-9230, 1-800-239-9544. If you want to head over to Prattville this weekend, watch the Patriots take on Tuskegee, you can be the fourth correct caller. I say fourth correct. Fourth caller to call in.
Yeah, well, see, what he means is if you don't come correct, you're not getting the
ticket. Yeah, if you don't, you better come correct or you're not going to come at all. Here we go. How about that? So come on, get me the fourth caller. You will win a 4-pack of tickets to go watch the Patriots game this Saturday over at Stanley Jansen Stadium. We're out here at the Mellow Mushroom. We'll give you another update on what's happening between Georgia and Missouri when we come back on Sports Radio 740 and the Fallout.